We begin our service with the confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who is present, who gives life, who makes possible the impossible.
Amen. Amen.
If you were to count our every sin, who would be sinless? Yet you forgive us, and we are saved. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned away from you. We haven't lived the life you want us to live. We have strayed from your love for all people. Turn us back to you, O God. Give us new hearts and right spirits, that we may do what pleases you and be with you forever. Amen. Receive this good news. God turns to you in love. I will put my spirit in you and you shall live, says our God. All your sin is forgiven. Receive the free gift of God's grace for you.
En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo.
Amen. Our opening hymn is Gather Us In, just the first verse of Gather Us In.
La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, el amor de Dios, the love of God, y la comunión del Espíritu Santo sean con todos ustedes, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you, y también contigo.
And now together let us pray. Almighty God, your Son came into the world to free us all from sin and death. Breathe upon us the power of your Spirit, that we may be raised to new life in Christ and serve you in all our days, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Now comes the children's sermon. I'm going to be unmuting some of the kids because we have some fun today.
He muted it. Go for it.
They unmuted themselves. Welcome.
That's good. Can you see?
Hello, say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Oh,
hi, kids. Welcome.
Hi.
We're happy to see you. I'm missing you. Some of you hopefully can unmute yourselves.
Out of their mouth.
So, how are all my kids doing?
Good.
Good. I wish that we were sitting there together at Christ.
Yeah.
Even though we're not, we are together in spirit. So today, we are going to be hearing from the prophet Ezekiel. Any of you know that name? Oh, I hear someone fussing. Today, we are going to hear from the prophet Ezekiel. talking about bones. Any of you have bones in your body?
Yes, all of us.
Yes,
all over, right? Our head has bones, our shoulders, our arms. Touch all those bones in your body.
Leo.
Now.
Leo.
I hear you, Leo. Ezekiel is walking around and he finds this big heap, a big pile of bones. Not connected to anyone's body. They're just their bones. Dry bones. God then says to Ezekiel, can these bones live? And Ezekiel says, God, no. And God says, yes, they can. God is going to put God's spirit in them, and these bones are going to come to life again. So, what Ezekiel has to do to these bones is he has to prophesy. Now, prophesy is a big word, but it means that Ezekiel is going to tell these bones what's going to happen. So, any of you have any noisemakers? See, I have this shaker I found. Any of you have a noisemaker around? No, look. Your hands make the perfect noisemaker. You do. You're by a table. Right? There's many ways that we can make noises with our bodies. We can clap our bones together. So, when Miss Julie is going to read our story of Ezekiel, anytime that you hear the word prophesy, say it with me, prophesy.
Prophesy.
Or prophesied, with a D, prophesied, you're going to make some noise.
Take it. No, not that.
Take it. Hey.
Now, I'm going to prayer until we hear the story, and then after the story, we'll be singing about them bones, them dry bones. Song too. Adults, feel free to join us. But now, when I pray, listen for that word prophesy. When you hear me say it, make some noise. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for giving us another Sunday to praise you. Thank you for telling us to prophesy. Like Ezekiel, we know that we will be okay because you are with us. Help us spread this good news. Help us prophesy. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, kids. Now, before Julie reads, let's mute ourselves so we can hear her.
This is Julie.
Today's reading is from Ezekiel chapter 37, a reading from the book of Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "Oh, Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy these bones and say to them, Oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I had been commanded. And as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Now hear the word of the Lord. Just muting a few more people before we keep going. Nope, we don't need to hear that again. Hear now the gospel reading from John chapter 11 as told by Life Kids. Glory to you, O Lord.
Welcome to the village of Bethany, a place where two sisters, Mary and Martha, live. They lived with their brother, Lazarus, who was very, very sick. They were friends with Jesus and knew he could heal sick people. They sent a message to Jesus. When Jesus got the message, he said,
Lazarus' sickness will not end in death.
After 2 days, Jesus went to see Mary and Martha. Martha went to greet Jesus and the disciples, but Mary stayed behind.
Jesus, if you had only been here, my brother would not have died.
Your brother will rise again. Anyone who believes in me will continue living, even after death. Do you believe this?
Yes, I have always believed you are God's son, and he will give you anything you ask. Jesus is here. Follow me to him. Jesus, If you had only been here, my brother would not have died.
When Jesus saw Mary crying, he was deeply moved and troubled. Then Jesus wept.
Where have you put Lazarus?
Come and see, Jesus.
Roll away the stone.
Jesus started to pray as they rolled away the stone.
God, I thank you because you hear me. I say this for the people here so that they will believe in you.
Then Jesus yelled,
Lazarus, come out of there.
The crowd couldn't believe it. Jesus performed a miracle. Now, the crowd who saw the miracle that Jesus performed went to spread the word because they believed in Jesus as God's son.
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Them bones, dry bones. Looking around these days, we can most definitely see that there are some dry bones around. First of all, I'm sitting here at my dining room table behind the Bad Hombre, just with my family, instead of being at Christ Lutheran Church with all of you. You are all sitting in your living rooms or dining rooms or kitchens instead of gathering as one there at 1301 Luzerne Street in Glenside. And I can't even hear your responses because I've had to put you on all on mute so we don't have feedback and you can hear the word. Every day more people are getting sick, and every day we wonder when this is going to end. Schools are closed. Parents, I know you feel the weight of that. Playgrounds have caution tape or orange tape around them, telling everyone to keep out so our kids can't even play on the playgrounds when they're home from school. People are wearing masks as they attend to us in the few stores that are still open. Some people have even taken to fighting over products, or just fighting in general. People are told to maintain 6 feet apart from one another. No people are gathering. It looks like dry bones. It feels like dry bones. Most of our country, most of the world feels closed. Them bones, dry bones. And maybe many people want to cry out, as we heard Mary and Martha in that video, as told to us through the gospel reading. They wanted to cry out to Jesus when their brother Lazarus had died. Lord, if you had been here, our brother would not have died. Lord, if you had been here, we wouldn't be in this mess. But there is still life around us. Maybe we can't see it. Maybe we don't want to see it, but it's there. And God is here. Now hear the word of the Lord. I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I asked you via Facebook to show some signs of new life that you have been seeing in the midst of all this death and despair. And here are some of the pictures that you shared. Spring has sprung. For spring doesn't know we're in a pandemic. Spring doesn't know about the death and despair all around us. Trees are budding. Green shoots are coming out of the ground. Flowers have miraculously appeared in our yards and in common areas. A good friend of mine is offering her art classes online. She's still sharing her gifts, despite the fact that she can't be in her studio with her beloved students. Puppies are still being born. Hi, little Nelly. Cows are still grazing and producing milk for us. People are still gathering, but finding ways to do so that keeps them at safe distances. Maybe there's a new way for us to be church, gathering inside our cars with our trunks open, 6 feet apart, still able to speak with one another. We get smiles from babies who are sick, but still happy. A shout out to little Kai, Penny's grandson. Children are still making bread, even if they can't use it for communion these days. And children are still making us smile when we are trying to work from home at our glass table. For those of you that can't see this picture, it's little Leo Rodriguez peeking up to mom, Danielle, who's trying to work there on her computer. Hola, Leo. And then we had this from a member of Christ, from Ray. We had senior citizen food distribution at Christ on Friday. Some of our volunteers couldn't make it because of being vulnerable. Other members of our congregation stepped up and did a great job. The grocer across the alley donated strawberries to hand out. We are grateful. We are going through a time of trial, and Christ Lutheran is alive. May the Holy Spirit continue to move us. God bless us, everyone. And then another member, Mary Ann, wrote, in Christ alone, there's life after death. Believe it. Doctors are still smiling, even behind their masks and protective gear. God bless you, Dr. Joe. Doctors and nurses are still saving lives and reassuring us that we can do this. Workers are still cleaning and sanitizing, often behind the scenes, putting their health on the line for others. Workers in grocery stores and restaurants are telling us to be safe as they hand us our food. For while we may not fully realize it, we're all in this together. And God is with us. Signs of new life still exist all around us, even in the midst of this death and despair. We just have to take the time to notice them. Hear the word of the Lord. God is with us. These dry bones can live. I will put my spirit within you, says our God, and you shall live. Ezekiel isn't so sure the bones will live, but he puts his faith and his trust in God, that God has it figured out. The bones will live, God tells him. Prophesy to them. Tell them they will live. Help be a part of this story of death, but also new life. Jesus is there, even though Mary and Martha think he's too late. And after he arrives, he weeps with them. He then calls Lazarus to come out, and then he asks those there to unbind him. They too are part of the saving of Lazarus. They too are a part of this story of death and new life. We are still scared. We're sick of being on edge. We don't know when this will end. We don't know when we can go back to normal, or if normal will ever be like what it was before. These dry bones have had enough, and we've had enough of Jesus tarrying, not coming when we need him to come. But in the midst of this, we see hope. We are all in this together, and we have the power to show others the hope that comes from Christ alone. We too are a part of this story of death that also brings new life. See it, feel it, believe it. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. Amen.
Amen.
And now join us for the hymn of the day, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Amen. We now lift our hearts and our minds to Christ, offering up our prayers to God. Turning our hearts to God, who is gracious and merciful, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God of life, bind your faithful people into one body, enliven the church with your spirit, and bless the work of those who work for its renewal. Accomplish your work of salvation in us and through us, for the sake of the world. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of life, show redemption to all who watch and wait with eager expectation. Those longing for the spread of the coronavirus to end, those waiting for immigration paperwork to finalize, those seeking election, and those in entirety of humanitarian relief. Come quickly with your help. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Your mercy is great.
God of life, we give thanks for opportunities for this congregation to collaborate with our community in caring for the needs of our neighbors, especially through our food bank ministries. Strengthen our ties with other local congregations, agencies, and services. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
For what else shall we pray?
Peace in the world.
Pray for all those who are alone.
My son, my grandson, Kai.
Pray for all those suffering this day and always.
All those out of work.
Pray for the United States. This is going to happen. I'll get it.
Pray for the elderly that are home.
To keep in touch with your friends and relatives.
Pray for all the sick ones out there in the world.
Say something.
I meant to shut it last night.
I pray.
Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
According to your steadfast love, O God, hear these and all our prayers as we commend them to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
At this time, you may get your offering ready to mail to Christ. Note that your offering helps us continue to serve our neighbors through our food pantry at a time when food has become even more of a luxury. It also helps us provide church services such as these to reach beyond our community. Thank you for your commitment to continue to be disciples of Christ. Justice and love. We give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end bring all the world to your feast through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo.
Amen.
Amen. We will now sing our sending hymn, Alabare. Sing loud, sing proud, sing out.
Gracias al Señor.